Okay, so our Shirbin Tzchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send the Yeshuas to all the Jews who need, and all the non-Jews, everyone who needs help still from the Yeshuas from Hurricane Irma. And also for, who's a Blazer Brody, yeah? What did he say?
He said that the Ariya Kodesh says that four elements of the world, that Hashem sends them sometimes to test us. So what is it? Earth, wind, fire.
Yeah.
And earth, wind, fire, and wind.
Okay. Right? Good.
So that's Eish is Aleph, Ruach is Reish.
Oh, yeah. Irma.
Mem is Mayim, and Adama is.
Exactly.
Okay,
I've seen that before. Also, a beautiful Torah from Rav Lazer, Shkoyach. I've heard him before, and he was spoken by you once. Also for Shalema, for Aaron Shlomo Ben Rosa, Chaim Daniel Shlomo Ben Rosa, Rosa Bas Rivka. Anyone else? My great grandfather's yahrzeit was Yosef Ben Cheskel Levi. Chavetz Chaim's yahrzeit is Chavhei. Today Chavdalad? I thought maybe it's Chavdalad. No, it's Chavdalad. Tonight. Yeah, it's tonight. And also for the Chavetz Chaim's yahrzeit. Okay, we have a lot, Baruch Hashem, here, so I guess I'll just get started. Nitzavim Vayelech. So, there's a word, I don't know who says this, but Nitzavim, what does the word Nitzavim mean? It means to stand. Vayelech. And it means to go. So, for Nitzavim, and you vayelach. First you have to be able to stand, then you can be able to go. So the past few weeks we've had the not last week, because last week was the era of a hurricane, so I gave everyone the week off. But then Akiva told me that he thought it was Wednesday night, it was the whole thing. It's okay, Baruch Hashem. So we've had the custom to try to identify Elul with the Rosh Yeshivas of Elul. We said, I'll need a dod, vidod, ili, I'm to my beloved to me. We said a good one from the Eli Rabbah, that it sends Ish the Re'eo, Matanas Lavyonim. Right, Aleph, Ish, L'Re'eo, Umatonos, L'Avyonim. But tonight is going to be a different one. Tonight is actually one I've never heard from, except for last year, from a rabbi in North Miami Beach, Rabbi Ephraim Elio Shapiro, Shlita. I'm sure you've heard this one. We say the bracha in Asher Yotzer. He says, E'afshar l'hiskayim v'amol l'fanacha. So he skips the word, Efshar l'hiskayim v'la'amod l'fanacha. If you take the first letters in those words, you get El. So it means Elul, it gives us the ability to be able to Efshar l'skayim l'mol fanecha. We're able to stand in front of you. He teaches us, what does that mean, you're able to stand in front of you? That through the month of Elul, then we'll be able to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu come time Rosh Hashanah. But we have to understand, what's the avodah, Elul still have 6 days left, Baruch Hashem, if my math is correct, right? 24, 29, 27, right? Still have a lot, 6, 7, whatever, any just one, my 6 days. At the end of the day, we have a lot of time of Elul. What's the last minute of Elul that we can be able to take the Elul, to be able to go into Rosh Hashanah, of Nitzavim Vayelech, to be able to go, standing now in Elul, to be able to go into Rosh Hashanah. So if you look at the Baal Term, the first Baal Term, I didn't give it to you on the source sheet, but the first Baal Term says, on the Pasuk, Atem Nitzam Ayom Kolchem, you are standing here today, and the Baal Term says, just like you stood at Har Sinai, you're standing here, over here. And the word that I gave you, the mimer that I gave you, is from the Pachad David. Who's with the Pachad David? Pachad David is from David Chananya Pinto, Shlita. I have a svarim at home. I'll be honest with you, he's unbelievable malaki. He puts together beautiful, beautiful svarim. So he has a whole mimer on exactly what this whole inyan. What was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jews now before the day of his death? And what's the message really for us going into Rosh Hashanah? But before we get to that, I just want to say one little short introduction. You have like four introductions. Chazal tells, Ein Melech Belo Am. You can't have a king without you can't have a kingship. You can't have a kingdom without a nation, right? Someone who says that he's a king, but he has no constituents, right? If he doesn't have any congregants, you're not a king.
Subjects.
You don't have subjects. If you don't have any subjects, you're not a king. So the whole mimer that he's going to talk about, and I really think the whole shiur, what I wanted to talk about tonight, is the koach of feeling, the koach of achdus, the koach of a nation, of feeling, of being together as one people. And at the end of the day, sometimes people, we're so worried about Rosh Hashanah, about our own individual accounting, and this what's going to be this year, next year. Sometimes we get lost in like, what am I thinking? Am I thinking about others on Rosh Hashanah? Am I thinking about others in El? Right, the whole week, in the past few weeks, Houston, Atlanta, all these Jews just opening up their homes to mama strangers. That was the number one way to be able to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. They say a story about Rav Pam. Pam, the Rosh Hashiva, the Tal, and he once put up a sign a few days before Rosh Hashanah. The most important in the sign, the title of the shir was the most important time of Rosh Hashanah. most important time. So all the bachurim, all the guys in the yeshiva are like, he's for sure going to say that, you know, the time the chazan says hamelech, the shofar, or yinucha, kester, melucha. What happened? He gets into, and they all got it wrong. He says, you want to know, he gets in the shir, he says, you want to know the most important time of Rosh Hashanah is? The most important time of Rosh Hashanah is when you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah. Someone's like, what? When you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah? He's like, yeah, when you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's very easy to be in Rosh Hashanah mode when you're in shul. I mean, sometimes it's a little harder, you need a break here or there, whatever. But you know what happens when you leave? This guy's talking about the Baal Tokeya, the guy couldn't blow shofar. The guy used it, he's saying a couple extra Rav Shlomo Nagum during Musaf. He waited me 5 minutes. You know what time? It's right now, it's 1:15. I could have been home at 1 o'clock. He's making me fast. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. He's making me fast. And there's so much gossip and so much negative talk. Rav Pam said, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Dafka looking to see, what are you talking about after davening? You're talking about how beautiful the davening was, how geschmack the davening was, how beautiful, how much you felt inspired, or are you talking about other people? Says Rav Pam says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's watching, and he's listening. It's very easy to be in Rosh Hashanah mode in shul. Who's going to be Rosh Hashanah mode when you go home, or at your table, or at your table when someone brings up a comment here, comment there? At the end of the day, do you want to go into Rosh Hashanah? You want to have a good judgment? Care about others, says Rav Pam. Look for others. So if you look at your page, it says over here, we're not going to have time to be able to go through the whole thing just because we have what to say here, Baruch Hashem. But if you go to the middle of the page, the paragraph says, it starts with the Alpi, it's about halfway down, the Alpi. Alpi Zeh. Everyone see it? Alpi Zeh Novin Ma'ashen Emer Asheham Yodeh Tshua. Praiseworthy is the nation that knows the shofar blast. They know these blasts. I mean, we actually say this pasuk. When do we say this pasuk? We say this pasuk on Rosh Hashanah. I believe after either right before Tekiah Shofar, right after. I think it's right before Tekiah Shofar. Chazal say on this pasuk, Ashrei ha'am, this is the Medrash VaYikra Rabbah. Ashrei ha'am, praiseworthy is the nation. Sheyodim lefasos esboran betshura. Praiseworthy is the nation that's able, I think lefatos means to seduce their creator, that you when you blow the shofar, you're changing Kadosh Baruch Hu to go from the chair of judgment into the chair of mercy. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you blow the shofar, you're gonna change my thoughts of judgment, of damage, of hurt, to merciful, to compassion. And he says, V'yesh l'havin b'zeh, we have to understand. Do we all know how to blow shofar? I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to blow shofar. So how are Chazal telling us that anyone who... Chash Baruch Hu is basically saying, if you blow shofar, you're good to go. If you blow shofar, then you'll be okay. Then you'll be okay. You're going to change me from going from the chair of judgment to the chair of mercy. Not everyone knows how to blow shofar. Only one guy's blowing shofar. Okay, so the guy's having us in mind, this and that, but there's got to be something deeper. There's got to be something more real. So he says, if you go one more line, one more paragraph down, he says, if you look at the gematria of Yodi Teruah, I didn't spell this out, but I trust him. Yodi Teruah, right? Yo ha'ashayam Yodi Teruah, the pasuk doesn't tell him, pay test. Ashayam Yodi Teruah, what does Yodi Teruah mean? Who knows the Teruah, who knows what the shofar really is. What's the gematria exactly? Achtus Bebore Ha'olam. What does that mean?
Unity
in the Creator of the world. Ki rak Yisrael muchad, and only Klal Yisrael are together. Says the Pachad David, you want to know what the real essence of Tekiah Shofar is? It's not just to be able to wake us up, like the Rambam says, which is one of the reasons. But the real panimus, the real deeper reason of the Shofar is to be able to bring us together. To bring the Jews together as one. One guy is doing the Shofar, and the Rabbi is going to say to the Shul, to have in mind, he's going to have in mind, and you should have in mind. That's the Chitzo, that's the Halacha. That's the nigla. What's the nistar? What's the chasidus? What's the panimis? The panimis is that you're coming together as one. Is that when you're closing your eyes during that Shemon Esrei, if you daven Nusach Sfar, it's crazy. They mamish you Tekiah Shofar and silent Shemon Esrei. If you ever daven Nusach Sfar, it's mamish unbelievable. Like you stop your Shemon Esrei and you're like, it's incredible. They don't do that in Ashkenaz, like Shuls. It's very, very special. But when you close your eyes, you're not thinking about your own family. You're thinking about other families. You're thinking about the Jews in Houston. You're thinking about the Jews throughout Florida. You're thinking about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they should have a good year, a safe year, a comfortable year. Not just thinking about yourself. How do I know that Lishmoa culture shofar also means coming together? So I saw a vort also, Rabbi Simon quoted this a few years ago. He quoted the Sefer Tshuas Chen. Who's the Tshuas Chen? I'm not sure. One of the early Hasidic Kasvarim. He says that if you look at it in Sefer Shmua, I believe in Perek Tesvav, Lishmoa doesn't only mean to listen. The Mitzudas David explains that the word Shomea there could also mean come together. So when we say that the bracha of Lishmoa kol shofar, Lishmoa doesn't mean only to listen to the shofar. Lishmoa also means to gather. Right? The Mishnah says in Shkalim, Alexander brings this down, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmian al Shkalim. They used to announce the Shkalim. Right? But he reads, I think he brings from the Alshech, that doesn't mean just announce, right? Mashmian doesn't only mean amat, Mashmian al Shkalim means that they gather together for the Shkalim. Right? Shema Yisrael Shema Kinner Shemachar. When did Yaakov say that? When did they say that? When did the son say that? When they were gathering by his bed. Shema Yisrael. Gather together, the Jews. Then Hashem Lukin Hashem Echad. So at the end of the day, he says the whole word here. If you want to know how to come into Rosh Hashanah, it's got to be Hayom Hatem Nitzam Hayom Kolchem. And we didn't even start this before. I forgot to mention that the Zohar says that anytime you have the word Hayom in the Torah, what's it a reference to? To Simcha. But also the Zohar says it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. In this passage, the Zohar says, Hatem Nitzam Hayom. You're standing before Kadosh Baruch Hu today. What's Hayom? Rosh Hashanah. How should you do it? Kulchem. Togetherness, unified with the community. You're not just thinking about your own power, you're thinking about the other Jews who don't have power also. You're thinking about the other Jews. And that's what Yodi Surua is Achdus Bebore Olam. Just to be able to go a little further. I think we're done with the Pachat David. The Pachat David is so beautiful. And he writes over here, that's in Nitzam Vayelech, all these parshas, Kisetze, Kisava, Nitzam Vayelech, it's all one goal. To be able to bring us together as one nation. Yesterday was the yard site, maybe a little less known yard site, of the Akedas Yitzchak. Who was the Akedas Yitzchak? The Akedas Yitzchak was one of the Alexander Rebbe's, of the Hasidic dynasty of the Alexander Rebbe's. So on this pasuk of Ashrei Hayom Yodei Surua, this is such a beautiful thing, and this really connects to everything we're talking about tonight. Ashrei Hayom Yodei Surua, which basically means, we said before, praiseworthy is the nation that knows the Trua, that knows the shofar bless. He says, you know what teruah? What's the lashon of teruah? Teruah also comes from the lashon of reyus. What's reyus? What's reyu? Vahavta le'reyacha kamocha. Friendship. Of love. Asheyam yodei teruah. Praiseworthy is a nation who knows what friendship is. Who knows what care and concern is. Sheyodim sha'ashofer po'al k'shehem bereyus va'ech av'achtus. Who knows the koach of the shofar? Only when what? Only when you're together. And that's exactly what Chazal is saying. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not stupid. If he sees that someone not caring about others, you blow a little shofar, but you know you're talking lashon hara about the next guy. That shofar is not helping. What's the pnimius of the reason that it literally changes from the place of judgment into the place of mercy? When a person realizes that I'm caring about other people, that literally changes. Right? What's the number one parent thing they want for their children? Just for the children to get along. Number one thing, you just want your kids to be able to get along. So what does this mean? Ashayam yodei teruah. It means praiseworthy is the nation who knows the secret of teruah. Who knows the secret of reyus. Teruah comes from the shorish of reyus. Of what it means to be able to come together. Just to be able to say a little more. Because I literally, sometimes when you're preparing your shir, I did, Kadosh Baruch Hu just throw me a million things. The pasuk says, I believe in Zosa Bracha, which we'll be reading in a few weeks. The pasuk says, right here, where's the pasuk? Ahi b'shur melech b'sa'aseif roshayam yachad shifta Yisrael. Usually sing that at a wedding, when they're bringing the chasan and kala to the table, and they're carrying the chasan on the chair. Ahi b'shur melech b'sa'aseif roshayam yachad shifta, right? The whole thing, the chasan son melech, beautiful thing. Which basically means that the king will be there when the nation is gathered together. But Rabbi Simon Shlita from Yeshiva University, he quotes in his sefer, Emir Baruch, in the sefer Zichron Shmuel. So it's an incredible idea. Ahi b'shur melech, he says. When do you have a melech? When do you have a king? Im yachad shifte Yisrael. Ahi b'shur melech. When are you going to have a king? Be'es asif roshi am yachad shifte Yisrael. When the Jews are getting along. When the Jews of Atlanta are reaching out to the Jews in Boca, who they don't know who they are. They have no idea who they are. But it doesn't matter who they are. There's a person in trouble. There's a Jew in trouble. There's a Jew who needs me. I'm going to step up to the plate. That's what it means. So you want to know how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah? Very simple. Start caring about other people. Do 72-hour shifts. 72-hour shifts in the hospital. Sorry to put you out like that. I apologize. 72-hour shifts for people that you don't know. It's pretty big deal. You know, we were in Orlando, so we were with my family. We were in someone else's house. And so we rented a house. Just seeing my family, I was the number one. I'll be honest with you. You know, the food was getting a little short, so like I would go be able to take a little bit here and there. I took a couple water bottles in my room. Just unbelievable. The people. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying any lashon hara myself. I'm just, everyone in the family was just like, everyone just worried about everyone else. I can't say that I was. I just wanted some water. Everyone else was just worrying about everything else. The number one way to be able to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, I believe, and this is really everything we learned tonight so far, is to be able to care about others. Care about others. You know, you're reaching out to other people who don't have power, other people who don't have this, other people who don't have that. Someone you haven't spoken to in a while to say Good Shabbos. Someone you haven't spoken to in a while to say Shana Tova, Ksivas Shana Tova. It's the biggest way to be able to get ready. So let's just review, and then we'll end off with a few more things. We start off saying from the Baal Term. The Baal Term says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchem. The Baal Term says, the same way you stood at Har Sinai, you're standing here today. So, how do we stand at Har Sinai? Ki Yishecha B'Levachar, like one man, one heart. At the end of the day, we say from Chazal, Ein Melech B'lo Am. There's no king if he doesn't have his, what was the word you use? Subjects. Right? You can't have, if a king is a king without subjects, then he's not much of a king, no?
So right? Rosh Hashanah is the only time of the year that we can give something to Hashem.
Exactly. We're crowning him. Yidnu lecha keser melucha. We're giving him the kingship. But at the end of the day, you can't be a king if you don't have subjects. Anyone who's a king, right? Anyone who, let's say, a rabbi of a shul, but if he doesn't have a minion there, he's not much of a rabbi. He's not much of a leader, right? Yeah. Right? So at the end of the day, if we're crowning Kadosh Baruch Hu's king, which is the whole Rosh Hashanah, if you look at the davening, there's zero mention of sin. Zero. Zero, zero, zero mention of sin. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is kingship. 100% of crowning Kadosh Baruch Hu king. So to be able to wait, how do you crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu's king? If you come together. I didn't say this before, but I said this earlier in the week in another shir. It's from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Toldos Yaakov Yosef says in the first opening pasuk, he says on Atem Yisamayim Kuchem, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. So Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, why do you have to specify Roshechem, Shivtechem, Shodrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael? Because in an army you need everyone to be successful. You need the foot soldiers. You need the cavalry. You need the guys with the swords. You need the, and I guess nowadays you need the nuclear bomb people who know what they're doing, right? At the end of the day, you need, everyone's important. Everyone's important. If you're missing one person in the army, right, in a football team or whatever, if some one guy took a playoff, the whole team's done, right? The whole team's done. You need everyone to be able to pitch in. Exactly. Now we're getting to really Yerushalayim. Now, the simple Jews are not even the little guys. The simple Jews, according to the Holy Svarim, they're the highest ones, right? In chess. I'm sure anyone a chess player here. So the pawns, people say, oh, the pawn, you know, I don't need the pawns. Pawns are the holiest. The pawns are the ones who are guarding the king. We're all the pawns, mamish. And that's what we saw in the Pach HaDavid. We said Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. And the Pach HaDavid explained that what does it mean, Ashrayam Yodis Shua, that knows the nation, that knows the secret of Teruah. So the Medrash says that it changes the Kadosh Baruch Hu's his feelings of what? Of judgment to mercy. What does that mean? He changes Hashem's judgment from judgment to mercy. It says to the Achdus Beborei Olam, when you come together in the for one reason, be able to crown a Kadosh Baruch Hu king, then you be zoch to Yod Yisroel. But we saw even deeper before from the Akedah Sitzchak. The Akedah Sitzchak, the Baal Hilula, she should be male to Yosher for us, and especially, you know, in the Sfarim they say that even at 3 days before the Yartzeit, 3 days after the Yartzeit, the Neshama is very strong. So you should be male to Yosher for us, but Hashem all Klai Yisroel. And he says, Asha Yodam Yod Yisroel. What does it mean, Yod Yisroel? They know Teruah. They know the Lashon of Reyes. They know the secret of friendship. They know what it means to be a Jew. And I think that's the number one thing. Number one way to be able to get ready, says Rav Pam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be looking, what are you talking about, Rosh Hashanah? We want to be able to go into Rosh Hashanah in the right way. It's got to be about caring for others, but concern for others. And as Rabbi Shapiro said, Efshar L'Skayim L'Molefanecha. That's what El is all about. To be able to realize that you're able to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're able to stand, but how are you able to do it? You have to do it. You have to use the L to be able to do 72-hour shifts, to be able to make sure that you're constantly concerning about your family, your kids, your friends, the people I haven't spoken to in a long time, and that's the number one way to be able to get ready. Just to really read you three more lines, and then one quick story before Maariv. Three more lines in the Beis Aharon. The Beis Aharon of Karlin, you know, the if you know the Zemer, Kach Sof, so the Beis Aharon wrote the words to that. So he writes over here on Nitzavim, Every Jew, it's a little hot in here, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you saw that.
No, it's hot. I apologize. There's no air conditioning here. No worries. It is hot in here. It is hot. Listen, it's Florida, right? We're not in New York City over here. But at the end of the day, sorry, I apologize that I said something. We have to realize that we're in a standard for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to realize our own greatness. Be able to care about others. First, you have to care about yourself. You know what they say from the Sfas Emes? You have to love your friend like yourself. First, you have to love yourself. In a real way. Not in an arrogant way. First, you have to love yourself. How many of us are so broken about ourselves? Our car, or comparing ourselves, our parnassa, to this guy, to that guy? It's an interesting question, right? No? But if you really want to care about others, first you have to love yourself. And Rav Kluger from Beit Shemesh talked all about this. You want to show love to others, first you have to truly, in a real way, think about good things about yourself. What makes you different from other people? Then you'll be able to care and love other people as well. So we should be zocha, please God, to take all this Torah, please, from all this Svarma Kedoshim, and end off with this one Maisa. I just heard this from Rav Weinberger. He said this 3 years ago. Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the story goes from the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, right before Kol Nidre. He was in his office, and the Gabbai came in and said, "Rebbe, we're about to start." And the story goes, I can't come in. Suddenly, from the next door, this Jew comes running in. It looked like he was rushing in. He came out of nowhere. He said, "Rebbe, I have to be honest, it's Yom Kippur, and at the end of the day, I didn't have such a good year. I did a lot of things that I felt very greatly this year." So Dibur Shmuel says, "You want to know why I'm sitting here? So this year I felt like it was a different year. I couldn't do it by myself." And they were just sitting there for a few minutes. And he looked back at him in the eye, this chassid in the eye. So at the end of the day, even for both of us, we didn't have the best year individually. But together, if we come together right now, we have to go into Kol Nidre, then I think we'll be okay. And he took his hand, and they walked into the Beis Midrash to be able together, and that's how they walked into Kol Nidre. So at the end of the day, each one of us, and I can only talk for myself, at the end of the day, we always have big aspirations, from the beginning of the year. And slowly but surely, sometimes we fall, sometimes we struggle. But if we come together, unified, caring for each other, and sometimes we might have felt, we might have fallen, but we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're together as one family, one nation, Ki Yishecha B'Lev Echad, then we'll be zochah to Ashrei Adam Yodei Tzuruah. That they don't just know the shofar that changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mood from judgment to mercy. But Ashrei Adam Yodei Tzuruah means when the Chazan is going to say those words after Tekiah Shofar. Ashrei Adam Yodei Tzuruah. That they know the secret of the Tzuruah. They know the secret of Reyes. That may make a Kadosh Baruch Hu proud. Please God, Rosh Hashanah. Mizoch HaBez Hashem for good things for us, for all of Klai Yisrael. For a good Gaben Shiran, Kasib HaKasim HaTovah, Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael. Beautiful Shabbos. And a Shana Tovah, as they say. Kasib HaKasim HaTovah. Shkoyach, Shkoyach.